The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the kick in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us today. On the show, we will be reviewing the opening day of Rhinos training camp with President and COO Pat Erkley and last year's Rookie of the Year, Tyler Bellamy. And then later on, we'll be joined by U.S. Women's International keeper Ashlyn Harris of the Western New York Flash. And, of course, we'll have all the latest news and opinion on MLS, which starts this week, and the world of international soccer. And here is the man himself, Joe Sirianni, our host.
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening, everyone. And, in this beautiful sunny day, the partly sunny day today of Rochester, my heart goes out to all the people in Japan and all the people that have suffering with this tsunami and earthquake. It's really it's devastating, and it does so much to so many people, and it's really difficult to understand what really goes on and the devastation that those people are facing, and no homes, no place to go, no food, no water, and my heart goes out to them.
When I was scared myself when we had that little earthquake a few months back. And I can imagine this is, a million times more devastating and powerful, and it lasted for like 5 minutes. And we're talking about this to start with because there is some impact on soccer. You don't think about sports, but the J-League in Japan is a big deal. It's a very popular, and there's many, many teams that draw thousands and thousands of fans, and the J-League has suspended all of their matches for at least to the end of March and maybe further. And one of the teams at the top level, the team that was based in Sendai, Velgata Sendai, the city that was closest to the earthquake, the stadium and all their facilities are gone. They were totally destroyed. So the players, the foreign players have left, went back home. The men's national team coach for Japan is from Italy, Alberto Zaccaroni. He went back to Italy. And so basically the teams have all shut down for the short term and who knows how long. So it's devastating.
When we look at the picture on TV and all the things that are happening over there, I think that the devastation, it's so big that the soccer fields or the soccer people that going home, it's really a small part of the story, because my heart goes to all those people, because I cannot imagine myself not having a place to go, not having food to eat, not having water to drink. And it's really unbelievable. But and we talk about the human factor, but then if you look at vegetation is completely gone. There is no growth. The animals are all killed too. My heart. It's sad to talk about it, and I'm glad that we're talking about it a little bit, because I think that it shows that beyond the sports, beyond everything, life is more important than anything.
That's right. And yeah. The U.S. military, USS Ronald Reagan, is there to help process drinking water. They have a facility on their ship where they can take seawater and process it in drinking water. They can do 400,000 gallons a day, so that will certainly be a help. But we'll certainly be watching this. There's many Japanese players who play professionally here in North America, so I know that we wish all them and their families all the best, and hopefully this will be taken care of in the months and years to come. But let's get into soccer, because that's what we're here to talk about. And certainly many of the other shows on WYSL have talked about the earthquake, and they'll be talking about it for this entire week, I'm sure. But let's stick to soccer and start with international report. As we mentioned last week, Dick Howard is still in Ghana, and he will be there for a couple more weeks. So we'll be handling the international report, and it, of course, is sponsored by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. 248-2650 is the number to call. Get your all your Rochester Lancers gear. Tony has a lot of new Lancers Lancers shirts, Lancers hats, and with the Gold Cup coming up, he's going to be certainly getting the U.S. national team supporters gear ready, and we're going to talk about that to start with. The U.S. has been drawn in Group C of the Gold Cup, which starts on June 7th. The U.S. will play Canada at Ford Field in Detroit. That should be a great atmosphere right across the border from Canada, Windsor, Ontario. So there'll be a lot of fans from both countries there. Then the U.S. will play Panama on June 11th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, place where, Joe, you're very familiar with. That's where the Rowdies played.
Yep.
And then the brand new Sporting Park in Kansas City will host the U.S. against Guadalupe on June 14th. And we want to mention, of course, I don't know if you call him a relation or not, but
Salzizo, yeah.
Well, Salzizo.
Well, he's distant relation to Eno. So
see if he can get on the roster for the national team. But also your little guy from
Guatemala,
Michael, a friend, the grandson
of
Anna, Joe's significant lady, is originally from Guatemala, and his team will be facing Honduras, Jamaica, and Grenada in Group B. Group A is led by Mexico and Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Cuba will be making up Group A. So
we're gonna root for Guatemala, because Michael Femiano, he's really, you heard him scream over here when we told him that, even though he's just a little kid, he's already a soccer player. And who knows, one of these days might become a star.
You never know. So I think Guatemala's got a reasonable chance. It's probably the easiest of the three groups. But that will be coming up in the summer, in June. And the winner of the Gold Cup will play in the Confederations Cup in 2013 in Brazil before the World Cup. And, of course, the U.S. went all the way to the final in the last Confederations Cup, losing to Brazil. So this Gold Cup really means something, yeah. Joe, when it comes into preparation for the World Cup in 2014.
Exactly. And on March 26th, the United States men's national team is going to play against Argentina in the new Meadowlands Stadium. And they already sold 50,000
tickets.
And on the 29th, they're going to play against Paraguay in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, I never really thought that that Tennessee would have any soccer.
They've played well. Good. The Nashville Metros used to play in the old A League, but Nashville has hosted the U.S. national team before. They have, of course, had that beautiful stadium with the Tennessee Titans play in. So it's at LP Field, so that's going to be there. That match will be televised on Fox Soccer Channel. The Argentina match will be at ESPN2 at 7 p.m. Now, the big news for Argentina, we have to see if the man himself, Lionel Messi, is going to make this trip, because he was injured over the weekend in Barcelona's 1-1 draw against Sevilla. He took a knock to the knee, and he is doubtful for this weekend's game against Getafe. So if he is any way or shape or form hurt, he's not going to be coming.
I don't think that they're going to risk him.
I don't think so.
That's
either.
For sure. That they won't risk him, not only for the national team, but for his club. So that's, I would think they're very, very cautious about putting him on the field. They're going to give him ample time to recover. And, but talking about, all the things that are happening right now in soccer, at least from the games that I see, the English games and the Italian games, the referees, they really, they're coming under fire now because they make so many bad calls. My God, I mean, I cannot believe it, all the bad calls that they're making, with the offside and with, goal given and goal not given.
Well, I think Arsene Wenger, the manager of Arsenal, would certainly agree with you, Joe, because I think they got a raw deal in that match against Barcelona, where that Barcelona won 3-1, where Van Persie was sent off for a second yellow card because there was an offsides call. He put the ball into the net because he couldn't hear the whistle, and the referee sent him off for putting the ball in the net after offsides. It wasn't like he was booming the ball into the stands. He actually was trying to score, but they sent him off, reducing Arsenal to 10 men, and after that, it was all over.
And the referee defense, though, I have to say one thing, is that if you look at the players today, and when all the arguing that they're doing, and we don't, you know, they only know what they said to the referee. So they can only take so much abuse, and then they have only one alternative. And in many cases, they give them a lot of time to vent, a lot of time to say what they got to say. But then they kept on going, and then they circle them, and they put them into a very precocious situation.
This case, though, with Van Persie's red card, this had nothing to do with technology or off missing a call. This was a referee's judgment call, and
exactly.
He jumped the gun. He really did. I mean, I feel, you know, I'm a Chelsea supporter. I feel very bad for Arsenal because they played well. They were 1-1 in that match, and they had a real chance to go through after winning the first match in London. But Barcelona goes through, as well as Tottenham, who knocked AC Milan out by getting a scoreless draw at White Hart Lane in front of 34,000 fans. Shakhtar Donetsk took Roma out significantly. I mean,
that was embarrassing.
Roma lost 3-0. So Shakhtar Donetsk, the Russian team, will be playing in the round of eight along with Schalke as they beat Valencia 3-1 to win their group, so win their series. So now this coming Tuesday, tomorrow, two gigantic matches. The rematch, the second leg of the final last year, Bayern Munich against Inter, and Bayern has that 1-0 advantage, and they're playing at home. It's going to be very tough, I think, for Inter to come through and win this.
Well, that's going to be a really a tough game, but it's only one goal, and if they score one goal, they do, you know, just playing really well. So we've got to see what happens. I mean, I. You know, as you know, I'm not a favor of Inter. You know, it's not because for many reasons, but mainly because it's got all foreign players, the majority of them. And but also I'm rooting for them because at least we have a chance to retain our position in the European and in the Champions League.
Speaking we as in Italian,
I'm speaking as in Italian right now.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, my heart goes with Inter tomorrow. I hope that they're going to pull it off, and I think that you know, they're going to put some pressure on the Bayern. You know, and should be a good game.
It should be a good game. That game will be on MSG Plus Channel 211 on Time Warner starting at 3:45. Now, it's a little bit later time because U.S.
time
is now
change.
On daylight savings time, but Europe is not. So it is a longer difference, of a difference in time. So Bayern plays at 3:45 against Inter. The other match on Fox Soccer Channel will be Manchester United hosting Marseille. First leg was 0-0, so if Marseille can nick a goal, Man U will have to score twice to go through because of the away goal rule. Wednesday, I think probably the easiest of the matches, and just speaking as a Chelsea fan, but Chelsea should, I think, have no trouble with Copenhagen. They're already ahead 2-0, and I can't see Copenhagen scoring two goals at Stamford Bridge. The other match, Real Madrid hosting Lyon. The first match was 1-1, and there's been a lot of talk that Real's going to bunker in and play for a goalless draw, and they would advance on the away goals rule. But that's very dangerous. Lyon beat them in the tie last year, so anything can happen.
Well, you know, there's a tumultuous situation going on in Italy against the Ibrahimovic for AC Milan. Because even when he was with Juventus, even when he was with Barcelona, right?
Barcelona.
He never excelled in international games, and you know, the last game that he played in the Champions League, he didn't do nothing. So he's really frustrated right now. And yesterday, he got red carded for punching a player,
Marco Rossi
from Bari, and he's going to miss the three games you know, because of it. So, you know, a really high paid player, really great players with a lot of moves, a lot of scoring, and you know, they get frustrated too. I mean, it just it is unbelievable.
It's gonna be a big weekend for the next couple of days. Of course, also tomorrow the first kick of MLS starts as David Beckham, Landon Donovan, Juan Pablo Angel, the new signing, and of course our guy Dave Sarakin, the LA Galaxy, will travel to Seattle and will play the Sounders in front of probably 60,000 people at Quest Field. And we were hoping to have Dave Sarakin on this week, but they're actually flying right now to Seattle, the Galaxy. So we're going to have Dave Sarakin on next week because the Galaxy also play on Sunday at home against New England. So we'll be able to get the word from Dave Sarakin on the Galaxy's first two matches. And then the debut of Vancouver Whitecaps. They host Toronto FC at 3:45 in the afternoon, and then later on in Fox Soccer Channel, we heard last week, it's the Portland Timbers going into Colorado, the MLS champs, to take on the Rapids. First match for the Portland Timbers in MLS.
I tell you, the game between Seattle and Los Angeles, you know, it's really something more than just a game, because it pitches Bruce Arena versus Ziggy Smith, and Ziggy Smith was the coach of LA, so he wants kind of revenge, you know, for all this.
Yeah, these two teams don't like each other either.
So it should be a hell of a game.
Juan Pablo Angel playing against his compatriots, Juan Hurtado Kennedy, and I forget the other gentleman's name. They're from Colombia as well. So it's going to be at 9:30 at ESPN. It's going to be a great match. I know I'll be watching it. And then switching over back and forth between that and Real Salt Lake and Deportivo Saprissa in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions League semifinal. That's on Fox Soccer Channel at 10 o'clock. So a lot of soccer this weekend. Unless I forget, Chelsea against Manchester City on Sunday. A huge match in the Premiership, number 3 against number 4. Chelsea wins, they go ahead of Manchester City. So a lot coming up, a lot of great soccer this week to watch on television. And, of course, you also want to go to the stadium, Salem Stadium, to see the Rhinos have their first two preseason matches Thursday at 6 against SUNY Binghamton, and Saturday at 3, just added, a match against York University. We'll talk with Rhinos Rookie of the Year, Tyler Bellamy, next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, to get all the latest on today's opening of training camp right here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart to leave. Baby, I'm grieving.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Suriani. Don't forget, top of the hour, it's the president and COO of the Rhinos, Pat Erkley, our good friend. And then U.S. International Ashlyn Harris from the Western New York Flash. She just arrived in town over the weekend, and we'll get her thoughts on the Western New York Flash's first set of training camps, and of course they also played a couple exhibitions against collegiate teams, did very well over the weekend. And speaking of exhibitions, you mentioned the Rhinos, 6 p.m. on Thursday the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. You can all wear green to the stadium. The SUNY Binghamton Bearcats will be coming into town, and then York University of Canada, again a late addition to the preseason schedule, starting 3 p.m. on Saturday the 19th at the stadium. So Salem Stadium will be rocking, Joe. I know the players, I'm sure, are very happy, including our next guest, that the practice has finally started.
I hope we can go to the press box to stay warm.
It's supposed to be beautiful. On Thursday, it's supposed to be sunny and 60 degrees. Perfect night to come out to the stadium. And joining us right now, certainly one of the top players for the Rhinos last year, the Rookie of the Year from St. Bonaventure, Tyler Bellamy, joins us. And Tyler's appearance is brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your season tickets by calling 454-KICK. Tyler, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to Rochester.
How are you doing, guys? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Very good, Tyler. How did the first practice go today?
Today, we looked good today. First day camp is always, interesting. You know, guys are all coming in. Some guys are nervous, other guys are, relaxing. Other guys are just anxious and running around. So, a little bit of high pressure for the most part. These guys have energy, and everybody's trying to, I guess, show their best for the coach. But we look good, I say.
Tyler, you obviously this is a big change for you this season, because last year you came in and you really didn't know, I think, if you were even going to make the team. And you obviously mm-hmm. you did, and did a tremendous job. This year you're coming in as one of the veterans, and you got a lot of trialists coming in trying to make the team. So tell us about the difference between this year and last year for you personally.
You know, actually, that's a good question, because I was talking to Bob a lot over the summer, and, last year when I came in, I was young. It was a big leap for me, because coming from a small school and into a big organization like Rochester was a humongous step. But, I have to say, I told Bob, the veterans we had last year were really, really strong. I mean, you had people like Frank and Troy and Scott all there, leading us young players. And this year, we're still a rather young team, and last year we were rather young, but we still had those veterans, and this year we're even, I guess I should say, more youth, because those guys have all moved on to other things. So it's definitely a lot of pressure. I wouldn't want to say I'm a veteran yet, because I only have 1 year under my belt, and I still want to have another great year to, just show more of my game and get more opportunity and give more to the fans and to the organization. But
Tyler Bellamy from the Rhinos, Joe.
And Tyler, just what did you do in the off season to keep yourself fit? Are you fit, or are you just beginning now?
No, actually, I had an interesting off season. This was different for me, because usually, with off season at school, you have classes still. I had a lot of free time, but it worked good. I worked out with a few teams. I worked out in Philly with the Union for a little, just to give a quick shout-out to players like Brian Richter, who we played Ocean City PDL together, and he actually was working out with the Union also, and I ended up getting signed to play there, but worked out with them. And then I was down in Baltimore with the Blast for a little bit. So I was on the move trying to, just stay fit and keep improving. That was my main point in offseason, to improve and have a better year this year.
So playing in the with the Blast, the indoor side, how did that affect your game? What were you working on? Were you looking at some of the more intimate details of your skills and things like that that you would more use in the indoor game?
Yeah, you know, that was a lot more of that is a lot quicker on the ball. Rather out there, you know, being in the back, as I play a center back, I have a lot more time to trap the ball, pick my head up, and make a decision. While on indoor, it's a lot tighter, a lot smaller place, and the long ball isn't used, you know, as much. Rather, a short ball in, then back, and then playing off the boards is more effective there. So, you know, I think on the ball, making decisions quicker, and that helped out for the most part. Hopefully it shows this year.
Tyler, of course you're not used to this cold weather, right? You were in California, right?
No, I'm actually from Jersey, but today was a rough one. It was a little cold in the morning today.
We had snow on the ground.
Yeah, we did. Our field was covered in snow when we started.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Back in the old day, in amateur soccer, how the soccer just started over here in Rochester, I remember that we just shoveled the snow out of the field in order to play. And we used to have the kind of winter that, you know, we used to over here. So we used to play in a place called Edgerton Park. And all the fans and all the players, we all used to get there. And we just shovel the snow from one end to the other end in order to play. But so those were the passionate years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would have to say I'm a little glad that we came up from there. But today you felt the effects. I feel your pain. Today was chilly in the beginning.
Yeah. Tyler, the Rhinos will be playing your alma mater, St. Bonaventure, next Saturday. How do you go about getting ready for a game like that where you're playing against guys that you played with in college?
That's always you know, an interesting game when I see the preseason schedule, just because I know basically the whole team, I know the coach, and I know a lot of the fans that are making a trip down and partially making it for the Rhinos, I mean, for Bonaventure, and also to see me play. But I have to say this year, I mean, I'm looking forward to the game, but, you know, I feel like it'll be a good, I'm looking more towards that. It'll be a good preparation game for us with the trialists and getting focused for the season. Whereas in last year, I was still young. I was looking forward to just playing, trying to show my talents to the coach. So this year, I'm looking forward to us just showing, seeing how we look and getting for preparation for the season.
Well, Tyler, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you back on the pitch with the Rhinos. And this week we got a couple of matches down at the stadium, so we'll certainly be there. It's supposed to be nice weather on Thursday, 60 degrees and sunny. So good time to start the season. I know. It's better than the snow, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's been a long winter here. We're really looking forward to seeing you guys out on the field and getting ready for the season opener coming up in just about a month's time. So thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing you this week.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tyler Bellamy from the Rhinos here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and Joe, certainly a great credit to the team. Young guy, but very poised, and certainly a fan favorite.
Very nice. He's a very nice guy.
And by the way, if you check the Wikipedia page of Tyler Bellamy, the picture of him happens to be right in front of our banner at the stadium, so Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I have it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/radiosoccer, announcing the guest for tonight. I have Tyler's picture right in front of the banner. So
very nice.
And we're very, very happy to have Tyler back, as we are with all the Rhinos. And we'll find out more about what happened today at training camp and more about the business side. See what's going on in the front office getting ready for the season with our next guest, the Rhinos president and COO, Pat Erkley. That's coming up after these messages on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040. WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
More than 20,000 watts of news power
every day. You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Track 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL,
Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni as we talk about the opening of Rhinos training camp, Joe. And, of course, our next guest is very familiar with opening day, as both as a coach, a player, and now as a general manager and COO.
I tell you, this guy did it all. I can't believe I have the highest respect for him, for his soccer knowledge and soccer players and all the things that he does. I mean, his family life. He's a great father, a great husband to a lady that I admire a lot, and I'm proud to call him my friend.
And so we're very happy to have with us the president and COO of the Rhinos, Pat Erkely, and his appearance is brought to you by Faber Homes of Rochester. Number to call is 359-4800, or you can visit him online at faberhomes.com. Pat, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Oh, great, guys. Hey, Joe, you can almost say my son, because I came here when I was 18.
I know. I remember I took care of you.
You did.
You and Bronco Segura, and then you find yourself a beautiful lady that you marry, and a beautiful family that you built. And I tell you, most of the people that come to Rochester, they end up staying over here. That's what I told one of your players list a couple of weeks ago.
That was something we obviously strived for when we started the Rhinos in '96. We kind of felt that we were going to get the type of players that wanted to make Rochester their home, and obviously that happened with quite a few of them. So, and we're looking to do the same thing again, and with the core of the players coming back from last year, it was very exciting to see the guys back on the field this morning.
It certainly is. And Pat, tell us about how training camp went from your perspective. I said we had a lot of players coming back from last year. We have some new players under contract, and then we got the guys coming in trying to make the team. So it's a very interesting mix of players.
Yeah, I think we went in the off season. We felt we wanted to know the direction that we wanted to take, both on and off the field. We made the decisions off the field that we made, and I felt that that's helped us tremendously, both from a season ticket standpoint and from a sponsorship standpoint. and also being prepared for the actual season. I mean, you know, we have everything in place. We have our pocket schedules already out, and we're getting them out to locations. And we've known our schedule, obviously, for quite a while now. But like I said, off the field, it's been great. We've been able to do that, and we feel like we're way light years ahead of where we were at this point last year. On the field, you know, same thing. I mean, last year, Bob Lilly, we brought Bob Lilly in, and we revamped the team. So we had pretty much, I think we only had like two or three players back from the previous year. But you can see that this year is obviously not a rebuilding year. We have quite a few players back from last year. And the additions that we've made, you know, we've made additions that are going to make us more dynamic. So we're going to be more of a quicker team and more of a dynamic team.
Well, but, you know, I think that right now it would be a good idea if, from the business point of view, if you told our listener some of the deals that, you know, you offer for the tickets and a little bit more about, you know, what you expect as far as fan support is concerned.
Well, I mean, you know, there was some concerns in regards to the direction we were taking, but, you know, as we all well know, I mean, the Soccer Federation took a stance in regards to the leagues, and, you know, but the nice thing was the decision was made that even though they were giving sanctioning to the other league in regards to a second division status, they did not give them the opportunity to play in the Open Cup. So, you know, we're playing in the Open Cup, and I think with the players that we're bringing in, I think we're going to do better than we did last year. You know, we fell short in Columbus, but it was a game that we could have easily won. And, you know, we went down a man at the end of the game and ended up losing the game. So essentially, I think that's a plus for us in the sense that being a team that's going to be quicker, I think we'll do better in that tournament. You know, we have ticket packages that are out there that are affordable to everybody. I think the lowest package that we have is $99. It's a 15-game season ticket package that we have. Like I said, from a standpoint of renewals, we're definitely above where we were last year, so that's a positive. And again, I think that the reason that's happened is because we were able to put our schedule out early enough where people could actually sit there and plan a little bit. I think it wasn't just the standpoint of our season ticket holders, but also our sponsors. When you can go to a sponsor and make them aware of the things that you're doing and you know, the games that you're going to be having. I mean, last year it was difficult, too, if you wanted to schedule some friendlies because you really didn't know what your schedule was going to be until a month before the season. So I've already been talking to several teams from Europe that are willing to come over here, and hopefully we'll be able to add several of them to our schedule.
Well, Pedro, you read my mind, as usually it happens when we talk to you. The friendlies. I know that there's been a lot of talk about getting some international matches here. We haven't had one since Sheffield Wednesday came into town. Even if there's an MLS friendly possibly at some point. But can you give us an idea of at least the countries of the teams you're looking at? I'm sure you don't want to tell us what teams you're talking to.
Well, I can tell you, I've spoken to several teams. One's from Italy. I would really like to see that happen, but the difficult thing for both our friendly games that I'm looking at, actually one's a little bit easier than the other, but the challenging part is because of having three teams at our stadium, that it limits the amount of open dates that we have, and then when you add another event, it makes it that much more difficult to find an open date where the international teams can come in. But we do have one that fits in perfectly, and we're just waiting for an answer. And, you know, they're from the Premier Division in England, the EPL. So, you know, if they decide to come over, then I think it'll be. And it's a well-known team, so I think people will recognize the team, and I think we can put on a good show.
Really? This was, I knew about the team in Italy, but I did not know you were trying to get an EPL team in here. So that would
be.
I
think that one is the one that's probably going to fit into our schedule easier. The one from Italy, we had to cram into a portion of a schedule that was going to make it extremely difficult. So I don't foresee that one particularly happening. And I question whether they're actually going to come over at all. So it's not just a question of fitting into our schedule, but whether they're actually going to come here.
Well, Pat, you know, that brings back memories of the Lancers when we used to play all the international. We played Leonard Osvicenza. We played the team from Germany. We played teams from Poland.
We played Roma. Yeah, we played Manchester City.
And yeah, that brings back memories. I mean, my God. Those were. I wonder how they were able to do all that kind of stuff, with very limited money, of those days.
Well, I think the teams probably with the cost variance in regards to player transactions and what have you. There's a vast difference between what you could pay back then to bring a team over here. And when you brought them in and they played four or five games, it was easy to bring them. A lot of times at that time, there were a lot of teams that were just willing to come over here, and it was more like a vacation for them. I don't think that's the case anymore. These teams come over here with a purpose. They obviously want to make some money, and they come here realizing that now it's competitive for them. So they come here for preseason, which gives them the opportunity to prepare for their own season.
Pat, you got two games coming up this week at the stadium. We have SUNY Binghamton on St. Patrick's Day, and then a recent addition to the schedule, York University from Canada will be coming in on Saturday. So the game on Thursday is 6 p.m. kickoff, and Saturday's game is at 3 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Tell us about what's going to be available for the fans. Will there be food available and beverages and what have you?
Is that a charge?
No, I think that there's no charge. From a vendor standpoint, yeah, there's some discussions into bringing somebody in. But as you well know, that our stadium is a winterized stadium, so the accessibility of having water available is not there. So that limits our ability to be able to have vendors on site. But I think it comes back to the weather. It looks like the weather's going to be warmer, so there's a good chance we may be able to secure a vendor for it. And as you well know, we also have another game several weeks from now that doesn't really pertain to soccer, but which is another exciting thing for our stadium. I mean, we're going to have SU football coming to town, so that should be exciting from that aspect. So, with those events coming in the month of March, there's some credence may be put into maybe winterizing our stadium.
Yeah, you know, Pat, it's going to be very exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing some live matches. I've been watching the games all winter, and so it's going to be great to see the actual match live, and the Bearcats of SUNY Binghamton will be coming in on Thursday and York on Saturday. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Pat, before we let you go, because I've been asked by many people, is there any working agreement ticket-wise between the Rhinos and the Flesh?
From what aspect?
From the aspect of combining games or tickets cost or whatever.
No, I mean, we're pretty much separate. They're they've secured the facility for their home game. We're the only association between us is that we're operating their team when they do come to the facility. So from a standpoint of ticket sales, from a standpoint of security, scoreboard. All the things that are required to be able to put on the show or the event will actually be involved in. We're also involved on a day-to-day basis in regards to selling the tickets, but from combining the two, actually, no. I mean, that's totally separate. We've given them our opinion on the ticket sales in regards to pricing, but that was a decision that they made in regards to actually determining how they wanted to price their packages and their sponsorships, and we're obviously doing whatever we can to help them from a marketing standpoint, and we feel that they're going to be a successful team. Obviously, they've made the right additions, and they're on the field purchases, and I think they'll do very well.
Well, Pat, we're looking forward to seeing you this week at the two matches on Thursday at 6 o'clock against SUNY Binghamton, and then Saturday at 3 o'clock against the York University side from Canada. Thanks again, Pat.
We'll see you tomorrow,
yeah,
Pat.
We'll go to lunch. Yeah, we'll go to lunch tomorrow. We'll go have some good Italian food.
Okay, appreciate it, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Erkley, the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And he's mentioned the Western New York Flash, Joe. We're going to have a very special guest from the Flash coming up next. Member of our U.S. Women's National Team, keeper Ashlyn Harris, will join us. And that's next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL. Friday,
with the sky so blue above.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate save money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including the city, Irondequoit, Reese, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's H-A-H-N Auto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass for our final segment tonight. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard-Cibriani still waiting on Ashlyn Harris from the Western New York Flash. A couple more news points we didn't get to, which I definitely want to mention. The 2015 FIFA World Cup has been awarded to Canada. That's the good news.
That's great.
The bad news, though, is there will be no matches held in Toronto.
And why is that?
Because I didn't know this. The 2015 Pan American Games, the second largest games other than the Olympics, will be held in Toronto at the same time as the Women's World Cup. So it's going to be an absolute zoo up in Toronto with athletes from over 100 countries coming in to Canada to compete in the Pan American Games, which will also include soccer, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided with this bid that Toronto would not be part of the bid, but there will be other cities across Canada. The final, I would imagine, will be held probably in the new stadium in Vancouver or possibly at Edmonton at Commonwealth Stadium. But they will also be hosting Canada, the Women's Under-20 World Cup in 2014, and I believe they're going to be that there's a chance that some matches will be held in Toronto for that. So some good news for Canada, though, and then obviously the Canadian, we have Christine Sinclair from the Canadian national team.
We didn't get a chance to talk to Pat because I wanted to ask him about, the Canadian soccer scene. I come from Canada, Toronto, Italia, that's where he came from. And, it seems to me that the Canadian soccer for a while has gone, it's gone under, you know, but now it seems it's reviving, you know, coming back to life again. I mean, they in Toronto, they got a terrific Portuguese people there that support soccer immensely. And I remember in the old days when the Lancer played over there, you know, there were so many battles between, you know, the Yugoslavian, you know, and
the Serb and the Croat.
And so, you know, soccer was great. The National League that they had was a great league.
And it's still there. It's still going strong. And, of course, there's been this Saturday is a seminal moment for Canada as the two Canadian MLS teams, Toronto and Vancouver, will play for their first match. It'll be first all-Canadian match in MLS history. That'll be in Vancouver. Kickoff is 3 o'clock in Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time. I'm not sure if the match is going to be televised on the MLS Direct Kick package. So far, I've not seen that that's going to happen, but we'll keep an eye out for that one. Speaking of also television, I want to mention that Stuart Holden of our U.S. men's national team will be on Fox Soccer Channel on Saturday as Bolton goes to Manchester United. That started at 11 o'clock, and Bolton is in the FA Cup semifinals as well. They will play Stoke City. So Stuart Holden will be playing at Wembley Stadium in about a month's time. It's tremendous for Stuart. We've had him on our show, a tremendous athlete, and really one of the top players for the U.S.
I wonder what team from England that Pat is going to bring over.
Let the speculation begin on what team it is.
Let's see, it won't be Manchester United.
Well, they
it
are
won't
touring.
Be Chelsea. They are touring.
Oh, Manchester is touring, yes.
Is it Chelsea touring?
I do not know of any other team that is touring at this point. I mean, any team, I think, from the EPL would be a big draw. And I know my wife would certainly love to see West Ham United, but they may actually get relegated. Who knows if they're going to be in the Premiership. And I think any team in the EPL, I think, would be tremendous. If Everton came, can you imagine that? Yeah. Dick, I'm sure, would come down from Canada for that match.
Sure.
To see.
Sure.
And, of course, have Tim Howard of the U.S. men's national team. But we will find out. We'll see what we can come up with, and probably be sworn to secrecy. But I'll be very interested to see what that is. And then we also want to mention later in the day on Saturday, we've got Everton against Fulham, featuring two of the U.S.'s great players, Tim Howard for Everton and Fulham with Clint Dempsey. Maybe it's Fulham coming in here. That would be something special.
You never know. I mean, those are possibility. I mean, it just, you know, I'm aching to know, because it's... Well,
if we take Pat out to lunch tomorrow,
maybe we'll get
spill.
Pat to give us the scoop.
And I mentioned also that on Saturday, it's 3:45, it's Palermo hosting AC Milan without Ibrahimovic. So yeah. Milan is 5 points ahead of Inter.
And Palermo needs to win. Palermo is desperate to win because they have lost the last couple games. And, you know, the owner, they fired the coach. They got the new coach now for 2 games, and he hasn't won. So... there's a desperation time at Palermo. Catania just won this game, last game, and so it's the bottom teams, they give the big team, you know, the something to think about it. So because they play with nothing.
Okay, well, we're very happy to be joined now by the keeper for the Western New York Flash, first time on our show, Ashlyn Harris. And Ashlyn's appearance is brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. Give him a call at 244-2130 or go to scoloinsuranceagencies.com. Scolo is spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. Ashlyn, thank you for joining us, and welcome back to Upstate New York.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Doing real well, and congratulations to you. You're part of course, 2 championships for the U.S. Women's National Team over the past few months, the Algarve Cup and the Four Nations. So you've been very busy, and you know you've got the women are going to be playing in England very soon. But let's talk about the Western New York Flash. You just came into town, and did you have your first practice with the team today?
Yes, we had our first training session. We had 2 today, actually, so it's been a busy day.
Are you tired?
Nature of the sport, huh? I guess I'm just a bit tired from all the travel, but I'm glad to be here.
Yes, you certainly logged a lot of frequent flyer miles, Ashlyn. You have, especially
I know.
With the,
I'm saving
with the,
up
with
for
the women.
That trip to Hawaii.
No, tell us a little bit about you know, the Algarve Cup that you guys just won. How was the Portugal and all that? You know. All that you saw over there and everything that you want to tell us.
Well, Portugal was great. It was absolutely beautiful. It was about 70 degrees, and we were right on the water, so a little different than upstate New York, but I'm a beach girl, so you put me anywhere with sand and water, and I'm happy. So it was a great time. The team played very well. I think we're progressing, and I think we're doing that at the right time. We don't want to be peaking right now because we want to be peaking when the World Cup comes along. But, yeah, we're just we're on really high-intensity programs right now, just getting fit, just together nonstop, getting that, you know, that connection and that feel and that chemistry. And, yeah, I mean, everyone's doing great, and the coaching staff is really pleased, and so are the players. So we're just moving forward, and each camp we're hoping to improve. So in a week we head out to England, and we have two games against them and a game against Scotland.
And Ashley, I tell you, I'm sure the fans of the Flash were very happy to see Alex Morgan continue to add to her goal total. She had three goals in the tournament. It was tied for the top scorer. Actually, she was awarded the top scorer award because she played the fewest minutes. She came off the bench for those to score those goals, and she had the fourth goal against Iceland. So I know that the Flash fans, I'm sure, very excited about getting Alex Morgan to see her playing here in upstate New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to have a great team, and Alex Morgan is just an incredible player, and she's young, and she's fun to watch. And, I mean, you're going to see that a lot with us. We have, you know, a ridiculous amount of international players who are the best in the world, and, you know, Martha's coming in, and clearly she's always an entertaining player to watch, and she's so creative and great with the ball. So, I mean, all of our fans are just going to really have something to look forward to each game. I mean, all these players bring something so different, and it'll be interesting to see it when once everyone gets together, how we put it together. It's going to be a fun preseason for us, that's for sure.
Actually, I just hope that the sun is going to come soon and shine in New York State, so you can you enjoy the climate and that we have in Rochester versus the climate you got in California. But
yeah.
Tell me a little bit. How do you see yourself in New York? You know, versus with the weather, with the snow, with all the things that you're in contend with in California.
That is Florida.
Florida. I'll tell you what, I actually was playing for D.C. last year, in the last season, and it was, the summers were just so hot, and I mean, right now it's pretty hot there, and it was brutal. It was, you know, soccer weather is a bit colder, and, you know, you watch the Champions League and the English Premier League, and it's usually just, you know, colder weather, and that's what we're used to, and hot weather is really not exactly a fun type of climate to play in when you're sprinting up and down a field for 90 minutes. But I have heard that it gets really hot here, so I'm not really sure what to expect with the climate and the difference. But I must say that it seems all right here so far, and we're playing indoor at the moment, so the snow really and the weather has no real effect on us at this point.
Well, there's an old saying here in town, if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes. And it's true, literally.
I'll keep that in mind.
Be sure you bundle up.
Well, Ashley, we want to thank you for being on the show tonight. I know we have a little short in time. We'll definitely get you on again during the season, and we'll have a little more time to talk. And we're looking forward to the Flash's opening match here in Rochester on May the 1st. And I'm very excited to see them. I'll be up in the press box, hopefully, and be able to take it all in. And it's going to be a great season, I'm sure.
We're
looking to have a good environment. So everyone come on out and support us and keep this league going, and it'll be an entertaining game, that's for sure.
Well, thanks again, Ashley, and have a safe trip over to the UK for the national team.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, Ashlyn. Ashlyn Harris, the keeper, she'll be manning the nets for the Western New York Flash this summer here at Salem Stadium. And it's gonna be a great summer again. Get your tickets for the Flash and the Rhinos and the Rattlers. Spend your whole summer at Salem Stadium. It's gonna be a great one. Thanks to Tyler Bellamy, Pat Erkley, Eric Trendle, Dave Slinsky from the Rhinos, and of course Ashlyn Harris and Renee Meyer, the media lady for the Western New York Flash. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. We'll be with us again next Monday. We'll have Dave Sarakin on the show at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass